Hello and welcome to watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Vedant Agarwal and my senior colleague Vasudha joins us on the weekend edition of LRC this evening as we decode the big breaking story. Well, the next 48 hours are going to be defining in the great capital conundrum. The political circus in Delhi is all set to get a new ringmaster with Arvind Kejriwal's bolt from the blue.
And Vedant, Arvind Kejriwal has set in motion the Delhi succession with his political bombshell announcement. He says he no longer will be the chief minister of Delhi, a post he has held for 10 years now. Now, we spoke to experts and some of them feel that this is Arvind Kejriwal's attempt to fix his tainted corruption crusader image, but also it's an attempt to go beyond the India bloc. But of course, there's sympathy factor, there's also the factor of moral victory there.
That's right. And while Kejriwal's political gamble may have caught many off guard, the BJP was quick to up the ante. The BJP has demanded the dissolution of the assembly. They've asked Arvind Kejriwal to call an urgent cabinet meeting and also somehow hinted at the possibility of a president's rule in the capital.
Well, just 4 months to go for polls within the Aam Aadmi Party too, Vedant. There are many takers. We know that there's Atishi, there's Saurabh Bharadwaj. There are like a whole lot of people. There's BJP believes it could be Sunita Kejriwal as well.
That's right. And of course, Arvind Kejriwal's trusted lieutenants who are now front runners for that crucial top job. So the Delhi face-off has truly spiraled into a full-blown crisis. And well, this is something that Arvind Kejriwal is known for, given the fact that we have seen in the past as well, he's called for trust votes. And in fact, Vasudha, this brings to mind that 2014 fiasco as well, where he stepped down after the Lokpal bill failed. He returned with all glory, but will his political maneuvers bear fruit? That is the question we are asking on LRC this evening.
Zindagi bhar main inke khilaf ladu, aage bhi aise hi ladta rahunga. Bharat Mata Ki, Bharat Mata Ki.
Do din ke baad main apna istifa dunga. Jab tak chunav nahi hote, tab tak meri jagah Aam Aadmi Party se koi aur mukhyamantri banega.
A day after walking free, he is all set to walk out of his government in Delhi. Kejriwal's resignation bombshell has set in motion a chain of events that could turn the political landscape in Delhi upside down. As he called for November polls, the Aam Aadmi Party boss has paved the way for his successor to take the reins in Delhi. Seeking a fresh mandate, Arvind Kejriwal ruled out the obvious choice, his longtime confidant and the Aam Aadmi Party's number two, Manish Sisodia.
मैं मनीष जी से बात कर रहा था जो पीड़ा मेरे मन में है वो पीड़ा मनीष जी के मन में भी है मनीष जी का भी कहना है कि ये दिल्ली के उप मुख्यमंत्री और शिक्षा मंत्री और मंत्री का पद तभी संभालेंगे जब दिल्ली की जनता कहेगी कि मनीष सिसोदिया ईमानदार है तो मैं और मनीष सिसोदिया हम दोनों का फैसला आपके हाथ में है जनता के हाथ में है हम दोनों जनता की अदालत में जा रहे हैं गली गली जाएंगे जनता के बीच में जाएंगे और उनसे पूछेंगे अगर जनता कहेगी ईमानदार है तो हम आके इसकी कुर्सी पे बैठेंगे 2020 में आया था मैं अगले 2-3 दिन के अंदर विधायक दल की मीटिंग होगी और विधायक दल की मीटिंग में अगले मुख्यमंत्री के नाम का तय किया जाएगा
The BJP that has been up in arms demanding the Chief Minister's resignation on moral grounds has called the dissolution of the Delhi Assembly, hinting at the possibility of a president's rule in the capital.
48 ghante kis liye chahiye? Ya to Mata Sunita ke liye mahol banana hai. Kyunki aapas mein ghar mein phoot hai, kisko banaye mukhyamantri. Main inko chunauti deta hu. Pura ka pura mantri mandal jaake istifa de, Delhi ki sarkar bhango aur karwaiye chunav.
Kejriwal's lieutenants, now front-runners for the Chief Minister's chair, rubbished the charge of any dissent in the party.
Unke liye unki sabse badi poonji unki imandari hai. Aur usi imandari ke dam par wo aaj tak yahan par pahunche hain. Aur usi imandari ke dam pe unhone aaj Delhi ke logon ko kaha hai ki agar unko lagta hai Delhi ke logon ko lagta hai ki Arvind Kejriwal imandar hain to unko vote dein. Lagta hai ki wo beimaan hain to vote na dein. Aap mujhe bataiye. Is desh mein koi aisi party hai koi aisa neta hai jo himmat rakhta hai aisa challenge dene ki
its former ally the congress now on a solo sojourn in both delhi and haryana was quick to take barbs at the outgoing chief minister
nothing first of all of course it's his histrionics he keeps doing this all the time he knows that his party is full of riffraffs none of them is really somebody who can be trusted
The favorite for Kejriwal's next in line is Aam Aadmi Party firebrand Atishi, already the de facto chief minister of Delhi with maximum portfolios. The other front-runner is Kejriwal's old loyalist and a minister with heavyweight portfolios, Saurabh Bharadwaj. Many within the Aam Aadmi Party place their bets on Delhi's finance minister Kailash Gehlot, a backroom strategist for the party. Raghav Chadha, one of the party's star vote catchers, is among the probables too. And so is party MP Sanjay Singh.
As per sources in the party, the chief minister's playbook was decided before his release. The announcement of this was made to the senior leaders of the party in a meeting at Manish Sisodia's residence.
Kejriwal's shocking announcement is reminiscent of his 2014 exit after the Lokpal failure. Back then, he rose from the ashes. But the big question, will his gamble pay off this time? Will he be back at the helm? With Anushka, Ishika and Sharad Sharma, Vedant Agarwal for NDTV.
So what is going to be the larger fallout of this political move? How is this going to impact the politics of Delhi? And most importantly, what happens to Aam Aadmi Party's own expansion plans and its relationship with the Congress Party? Many questions out there. So we have Rashid Kidwai, senior journalist, joining us. We have Neeja Chaudhary, author and senior journalist. We have Kapil Madan, advocate, Supreme Court. He also supports the Congress Party. Shazia Ilmi from the BJP, and also Jasmine Shah from the Aam Aadmi Party. Thank you all of you for joining us on this broadcast. Starting with you, Jasmine, I know politics is so much about building a sentiment, nurturing it, but if the CM really wanted to sort of resign today, why not straight away dissolve the assembly? Why did he make that announcement today?
So it's very simple. First, let us understand, why did Mr. Kejriwal announce that he will be giving up this post? Mr. Kejriwal has built his entire life on the back of being a paragon of honesty in Indian politics. He gave up his income tax commissioner job, where if he wanted to really earn crores of rupees, he could have earned it at that job. He gave that up, worked in the slums of Delhi for nearly a decade, won a Raman Magsaysay award, started a party, which then formed governments not just in Delhi but in Punjab. And over the last 10 years, he has done the kind of works which are unprecedented by any party in India. Who has today converted government schools better than private schools? Only the AAP government in Delhi. Who has built mohalla clinics, hospitals, given free electricity, water and run a surplus budget? Only the Aam Aadmi Party has. But even after all this, when he was repeatedly being targeted by the BJP, and said to be a corrupt person, he said that at the end of the day, I don't need a certificate from BJP. The Supreme Court of India has granted him bail, has granted him relief in every single case. But it is his antaratma, it is his inner voice that has said that no, at the end of the day, I will seek the mandate in the court of the people. And that is why I am going to resign and I will seek this mandate. It takes a lot
of
courage to say this. He has not been proven guilty.
Would have actually, helped pending work to go on faster in Delhi. Don't you think that would have been a better decision? Because we've had stalwarts like Jayalalitha, Karunanidhi, so many other people resigning before they went to jail.
See, this is exactly what the BJP would have wanted. BJP, let's understand, I think your viewers should know what has happened for the last 10 years in Delhi. Every single day, the BJP has tried to break the Aam Aadmi Party, run Operation Lotus, buy off the MLAs of Aam Aadmi Party. When none of that worked, and they were repeatedly losing elections after elections, even the MCD elections, they decided a new formula in Indian politics, which has never been tried, which is put a completely fake case, put ED, CBI, PMLA law on a sitting chief minister, put that person in jail, because everybody knows in PMLA law, it is literally impossible to get a bail. But what happened? Mr. Kejriwal got bail from both CBI and ED cases. If he had resigned at that time, then the formula of BJP now would be scaled up to all non-BJP parties in India. Today, Mamata Didi has a case against her. Pinarayi Vijayan has a case against her.
Jasmine, it won't really affect the Delhi government because he's a chief minister without portfolio. And effectively, he had transferred all his portfolios to his deputies like Atishi and Saurabh. But Shazia, I can see you're smiling. You were with the Aam Aadmi Party perhaps in that year when Arvind Kejriwal resigned after the entire Lokpal fiasco. But he returned with, in full glory. He rose from the ashes, as it were.
Absolutely.
Don't you think that this gamble would could politically perhaps pay off. And, you know, as many political pundits point out, this would, in a sense, help Arvind Kejriwal amass sympathy.
Vasudha, I don't quite get it. You know, the last time we all checked, we have a constitution in place, we have rule of law, people are out on bail or go to jail thanks to the courts of the country. So just before the trial begins and he gets bail, not on the merits of the case, but because of the Article 21, which is about personal liberty, and just before the trial begins, why does he feel the need to resign? And why does he have to go to court of the people? Is he wanting some kind of a referendum back, which he used to talk about earlier? Because the courts will decide, right? Whether, how can the janta decide whether he's, you know, guilty or not? That the courts will decide. So there is a very basic problem with this whole thing, which is like glaring in the, I mean, which is like staring at you in the face, which is glaring literally, which is the mistruth and falsehood and falsity of this weird and absurd accusation. Hmm. Because Arvind knows
Shazia,
he's...
Let me finish, let me finish. Here, by no, the way. I'm saying, no, 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 isn't this what the BJP wanted?
Let me
the BJP wanted Arvind Kejriwal to step down on
let
moral grounds.
Finish. Let me finish. Okay, yeah, I was coming to that. Let me finish. So I think it's so easy to now suddenly ask for that, knowing very well that your hands are tight, you can't do anything. But now to just say we're going to People's Court, because somewhere deep down you know that the trial will begin anytime now, because that's how it happens. And you'll be caught and then you'll be in the hawala or in the jail for the rest of your life. So this is the best thing he could do. You know, so I think it's so obvious. Why janta ki adalat? Why not the real adalat? Because just now I heard Jasmine thanking the Supreme Court. Don't you trust the Supreme Court to give a verdict? Why are you going to janta ki adalat? Why can't you wait for the trial? I mean, what kind of nonsense is this? I mean, you know, because in India, janta doesn't decide whether you're guilty or not. It is the courts which decide.
Okay.
So what kind of a random and a weird and a completely inane argument is
Jasmine,
that?
Jasmine, quickly, would you like to respond to that? Yeah.
Quick.
Yes, quick Jasmine, response. Please go on.
I want to ask Shazia that if she has so much of faith in the courts of this country, why has trial not
you
even started in 99% of cases that ED has framed in the country?
Friend,
why has trial not started in the Delhi so-called Delhi liquor case even after 2 years? So, please, let me just finish.
Done?
Shazia, please
can
don't
I come in?
My simple and straightforward point is that BJP puts PMLA cases, CBI and ED cases only and only because it wants to damage the perception of the opposition leader. It has no intention to do a trial. 99% of ED cases that have even reached the trial stage, Shazia. How do you defend that? You know, everybody knows in this country that ED has become a political tool. Even the Supreme Court says that it is a cage parrot. You should be ashamed of the Supreme Court statement. The Home Minister must have resigned by now.
Every time the Supreme Court...
No, no, I can... Shazia,
listen to me first. Shazia, Supreme Court has also pulled up ED and CBI, often asking why
the
trial is going
on
forever.
Vasudha, before I answer... So
doesn't that also hurt the BJP's sort of image of, the fact that, you know, it always says that we are autonomous and the investigating agencies are completely autonomous. So that does...
Can I answer now? Because
this is
the second question. First, I would answer Jasmine's absolutely inane justification, which is, I mean, you saying that you don't have faith in courts just now, this very minute. I mean, you know, you're such a congenital liar that you just forget what you just said.
When did
I say
that?
You said you have faith in courts. You said you have faith in courts and you're saying we don't have faith in courts, that the trial will begin. So where does it start? Do you think BJP controls the courts? If BJP controls the courts, then you should say thank you to BJP for letting Arvind out. And at the same time, Satyendra Jain is in jail. And you're saying you're a paragon of honesty. How come Satyendra Jain has not been given bail even once? How come Manish Sisodia was denied bail so many times? No, it's not okay. Vasudha, you also had a question and I will answer that. So it's not okay. I'm making sense here, so do not shut me out.
Yeah.
And second, Vasudha, you said your question was about CBI. So it's the same CBI which was talked about and the first time it was used that it was caged parrot. And who was it set for the Congress party? The same party with whom they've had an alliance, not once, but twice, but many times over. They fought the LS together. They went against, and that's how the formation of Aam Aadmi Party is at the back of the UPA2 corruption. But they came together just after that.
Well, that breakup seems to be permanent now with at least today's resignation.
If the Kesh Parrott is such a problem, then why did you join Congress for whom the Kesh Parrott?
Rashid Kidwai, you know, do you agree with me that in the Aam Aadmi Party, the BJP sees an unconventional rival? It's not able to figure out what really, what does it take to defeat an Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi? In other states, it's completely fine. The Aam Aadmi Party has not been able to make a mark in several other states where it said that it would be able to do the same. But in Delhi, clearly, the Aam Aadmi Party is an unconventional rival that the BJP is unable to figure out. Isn't that true, sir?
Yes, I think, Vasudha, now we are seeing activist Arvind Kejriwal becoming as a politician. He has national ambition. I think he has realized because there is a stranglehold of left-hand governor by virtue of law and that kind of, you know, amendment that was passed by parliament, plus this liquor gate scam that is going to, you know, the trial will continue for a long time. So I don't see Mr. Arvind Kejriwal returning as chief minister of Delhi in a near foreseeable future. He wants to hand over reins to some young person and become some kind of, you know, a convener and a campaigner of Aam Aadmi Party all over the country and chalk a new kind of, you know, course for himself. And so that, you know, Delhi cannot come directly under, you know, the president's rule. There will be a caretaker, a chief minister for 2-3 months or whatever time, you know, the government and election commission will take. So it's a very clearly thought out strategy. Now, thing is, what does BJP got in place? It's all right to say that, you know, this thing, you know, CBI is a cage parrot. But remember, in 2013,
interesting point you're making there, Rashid Kidwai, given the fact that Arvind Kejriwal is not just the chief minister of Delhi, but he's one of Aam Aadmi Party's principal vote catchers as well. And he had that very important role of campaigning in other states as the Aam Aadmi Party looks to make inroads. But looking ahead at the Delhi polls, and Kapil Madan come in on this, because, you know, the Lok Sabha mandate was not just for the Aam Aadmi Party, but it was for the Aam Aadmi Party plus the Congress. So you're, in a sense, going against your former ally. You know, we heard all these statements from senior leaders of your party saying that this is nothing but histrionics and Arvind Kejriwal has done enough damage to Delhi. What is your principal position? Because Delhi may go to polls in the next 3 to 4 months. You have made it clear that the Congress will, I mean, your leaders have made it clear that the Congress will go solo. But there seems to be no principal position here as far as the Congress is concerned vis-a-vis the Aam Aadmi Party.
Now, you know, Vedant, let's look at the sequence of events. When Mr. Kejriwal was arrested, there were demands from BJP and several other, you know, people who were supporting BJP that Mr. Kejriwal should resign. At that point in time, Mr. Kejriwal didn't took the decision. Rather, he continued to remain as a CM of Delhi. You may also recall there were certain writ petitions also filed before the Honorable Delhi High Court, and the Honorable Delhi High Court also rejected that argument that there is no legal impediment which forces Mr. Kejriwal to step down. So I would just say that, you know, you had a situation where you were in jail and there was some difficulty in continuing your, you know, day-to-day responsibility of being the CM. And at that point in time, you said that you will not resign. Now, once you are out, when you can actually perform, when you can, you know, actually be accountable for, you know, your delivery to the people, your accountability and responsibility that you owe towards the people of Delhi. Now you are saying at this point in time that you will resign. So I think, you know, it appears to me, more of a, you know, political move, because Mr. Kejriwal would know, and I it's my observation that he feels that if elections happens sometimes next year, people may forget that he was inside the jail. And he may not, you know, get the sympathy or you know, the people might just forget what has happened. So I think that's perhaps the only reason why Mr. Kejriwal, despite being on bail and despite being a CM now at this point in time,
to that answer. Jasmine, you know, one of the other things that the BJP has pointed out is that the BJP has said that the chief minister has been reduced to a ceremonial chief minister because the Supreme Court has curtailed many of his powers, and which is why, do you think that this is also one way of transforming a desperate situation into what seems like an opportunity?
Vasudha, like everything else that any person from BJP says, this is nothing but an absolute lie. The Supreme Court has put no such restrictions on the Chief Minister. They have only said you cannot visit your office at the Delhi Secretariat, but Delhi's Chief Minister can continue to operate and perform the role. They have also said that every single file that goes to the Lieutenant Governor and that has to go through the CM is authorized to sign. Now, Arvind Kejriwal, for the past 10 years, he never held a portfolio. And therefore, all the files that he was signing was going to the end.
So, Shazia, I'll come to you.
Please.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
Jasmine, how much can you lie? I mean, you know.
Vasudha, you're not allowing me to finish. You know, you're interrupting me even when I'm trying to explain a genuine point. If you ask a question, if you don't allow me to answer, what's the point of asking the question?
Please speak. Yeah. Please go on.
No, you asked a very important question.
Yes,
you
Jasmine,
are saying
please,
that BJP is alleging that this Delhi CM had no role. Absolutely, absolutely false. He is allowed to function as the chief. And on what leg is BJP alleging that? The last 10 years, every single action they have taken is to stop the elected Delhi CM from performing his duties. Even the Supreme Court passed a law, a 5-0 historic verdict of the Constitution Bench. What does the BJP do? The BJP shows Supreme Court that it doesn't respect even the Supreme Court's authority, goes in the parliament and passes a law. So who will answer all these facts that you are not allowing an elected CM to function, yet Mr. Kejriwal finds a way to improve government schools, yet he finds a way to give 24/7 electricity, electricity, free bijli, free pani, free bus seva for women. So all these things are happening.
Scamster.
Shazia, you know, there's one thing about free public transport for women, and that's been, I mean, every expert has said that it's something that's really useful for, you know, women, and it also increases productivity of the country. So, you know, by continuously targeting a scheme like that, don't you think your party also in
that
some
is
ways
not true.
Will be perceived as anti-development?
Vasudha, you are very naive when you let our friend Jasmine deflect it and make it about the schemes. I can talk about Jal Ghotala, I can talk about the areas there. So I would not be as naive and sweet as you. But I would say, Jasmine, we've read the judgment is right here. Please read it. He cannot sign any files except the ones that he's needed to sign to send to the LG. There is no paper. He can't even go to Chief Minister's house. Nor can
that
he
is all the signs of Delhi CM files.
Yes, yes.
Shazia, so you have no idea of Delhi government runs. I have been part of the Delhi government. Please understand when you come and talk on a national television.
Vasudha, would you allow me to speak just like you? Would you allow me to speak just like you stopped me from speaking? Yeah. So please make sure that everybody gets an equal chance and everybody has a chance to rebut. So we saw how deftly Jasmine tried to change and lie about the fact that Arvind Kejriwal is completely an effective CM. He's not allowed to sign files except the ones where he's needed to go to the LG, nor can he influence any witnesses, that the bail he's got has nothing to do with the case and the trial will carry on, but it's only based on Article 21, which is personal liberty. So nobody has pronounced him not guilty and the courts will decide that. Neither Delhi ki janta nor Mr. Jasmine sitting here will decide that because he can't, even if he wants to. And even people of Delhi, even if they're dying to do a referendum and, you know, change the constitution and throw it out and bring in a system, nobody can. So as for, and Vasudha, you were mentioning the free bees that have been given. Do you know in Punjab, next month, they can't even give the salaries of the employees because of the free bees?
Yes,
do you know what has happened there? Do you know,
Jal Nigam,
do you know what happens? Do you know the tanker mafia? No, Vasudha, you don't have to be the spokesperson. I'm telling you, the tanker mafia that runs Delhi, even now, the 8,000 crore scam that is happening in Delhi Jal Nigam, which is actually running on a profit when Sheila Dixit was there. Those are very real issues. Hmm. And as for the Sharab Ghotala, that was flagged by Congress party. It was not even flagged
so
by the
BJP. So that's a fair point you're making. I think the larger question here is, and I think that was Vasudha's point also, that Rashid Kidwai, it's almost become untenable. You know, the kind of standoff that we see between the Lieutenant Governor and the Chief Minister, even if there is a new Chief Minister in Delhi, it's untenable, as I said. It's almost impossible, you know, for the government to function. And at the same time, you know, the government has had its own qualms with the Lieutenant Governor. Do you see any change effectively, you know, in terms of administration of the national capital?
That is unlikely. But, you know, we in our country, we have a mandate theory. If a mandate you know, somebody gets a mandate, then it absorbs a lot of, you know, sort of wrongdoing. And you see the law enforcing agencies and etc., they also kind of, you know, weaken their sort of, you know, grip. We have seen that happening in Tamil Nadu. We saw that in Bihar. We saw that in Gujarat. We have seen it in several states. I think Mr. Arvind Kejriwal is a very shrewd politician, and he is putting that to test. So he wins, Manish Sisodia wins. Whenever assembly elections are held, he will say that, look, people have given this. The fact of the matter, both BJP and Congress in Delhi do not have a match. I mean, if you look at face-to-face, they don't have a match, you know, to counter Arvind Kejriwal.
But sir, you know, these corruption allegations against Aam Aadmi Party, including Sheesh Mahal, you know, we did see those images come out. Don't you think that is something that will influence the voting patterns, considering that in Lok Sabha elections, again, people voted for the BJP?
Yes, that's always the case. But what I'm saying is, end of the day, Vasudha, you have covered so many elections. It is the personality, it is a face. So Arvind Kejriwal versus who? So neither the Congress nor the BJP have a credible face who can match Mr. Kejriwal's popularity at this point of time. So therefore, Kejriwal is very sure-footed, and you know, Shazia's party would have reasons to worry. How would they? What happens if Delhi election goes Aam Aadmi Party way? What will they do?
Okay.
So the entire case, that liquor case,
some say it's a masterstroke, some say that it could backfire, but I'm afraid we're completely running out of time on the show this evening. Thanks all very much for being with us. This is a story that will have wide-ranging ramifications, Vasudha, in the days to come. The 48 hours are going to be critical.
Absolutely, and for politics of India as well, because we don't know if Aam Aadmi Party is going to be part of the India bloc, considering the resignation announcement, and of course what happened in Haryana with the Aam Aadmi Party and Congress deal really breaking off. So clearly, this has implications not just for Delhi, but for India. But like you said, next critical 48 hours.
And that's all the time that we have on the show this evening. From us, Vasudha and I, goodbye.